With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Miller Hill. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 55-year-old Chatham resident is charged with careless driving after a crash that sent three people to hospital. OPP say it happened at around 5:30 last night on Communication Road in Chatham. A vehicle trying to turn left onto Creek Road hit a vehicle heading south on Communication Road, causing a second crash with a third vehicle. Two drivers and a passenger were taken to hospital, while a fourth was assessed at the scene. The hospital in Wolfsburg is moving forward in its redevelopment project after getting the green light from the province. It includes a new building with an emergency department, ambulatory care, and a laboratory. Officials say if all goes well with planning, shovels should be in the ground by next summer and the hospital will be fully redeveloped by late 2026 or early 2027. Premier Doug Ford was expected to be in Wolfsburg this morning, but had to cancel plans because of thick fog in Toronto. A respite cabin near Bothwell, dedicated to supporting area farmers and first responders, has received $25,000 in grant funding. Board Chair Diane Bergsma says they received the news yesterday.
We're thrilled with the generosity and also the outcome, of course, but yeah, we're just very grateful to BASF for so generously investing in the rural communities across our country.
Bergsma says the money will be used to support mental wellness programming at Three Oaks Cabin. Big changes are coming for high school students who see a future in the skilled trades. The province wants to start a new fast-track plan to start this fall for kids in grades 11 and 12. They'd spend 80% of their time training for a trade and 20% on academics. And with more than 150,000 electric vehicles on Ontario roads already, the Energy Minister is asking the Ontario Energy Board to explore ways to discount those drivers when they charge up. Todd Smith wants a new rate for that in areas where demand for the service is just starting to ramp up. The hope is it would encourage more people to drive an EV. The new rate could be in effect by January 1, 2026. In sports, the Blue Jays are underway against the Yankees. The Tigers beat the Cardinals 4-1 this afternoon. In the NHL, Edmonton plays LA in Game 5, Dallas hosts Vegas. And two Game 5s in the NBA, that's the Celtics and the Heat, and the Mavericks and the Clippers. Now for the forecast, a few clouds and down to 9 tonight, 18 and sunny tomorrow. Cloudy, a chance of showers, and 12 tomorrow night. I'm Miller Hill. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.